Today on Why So Curious, we answer a question from listener Eileen Ribbler of Kettering about a statue of a little boy and dog at Woodland Cemetery in Dayton. Eileen wanted to know what the story was behind the marker, one of the most iconic monuments in the cemetery, which commemorates five-year-old Johnny Morehouse. Community Voices producer Renee Wild went to this famous Dayton landmark to dig up the answer.
Johnny was the son of a local cobbler who fell into an old canal that cut through the center of Dayton, where Patterson Boulevard now runs. His beloved dog pulled him from the water, but unfortunately, Johnny had drowned. The local legend has it that Johnny's dog stayed by the gravesite after he was buried. And carved on the marker are items that were on the young boy when he drowned, which includes a harmonica, a top, a small ball, and his cap. It's one of the most popular monuments in the cemetery, and one that draws people to interact. Visitors leave offerings of flowers and small trinkets on Johnny's marker, like hand-woven bracelets, small toys, and photos. The cemetery staff clears off the items regularly to preserve the monument. So every morning, the boy and his dog start the day off fresh, ready to engage with a new group of visitors.
Oh, did you guys hear that?
Woodland Cemetery is also an arboretum, with over 3,000 trees. And hanging out in those majestic oaks, magnolias, and shagbark hickories are birds. Lots and lots of birds.
Well, last spring, during the migration, the birds are really bright. And so at one point, there were like three scarlet tanagers everywhere you looked. They're really, really bright red. So that was a thrill.
That's Ann Gallagher. She's here this morning for one of the cemetery's themed guided tours, which includes the History, Mystery, Mayhem, and Murder Tour and the Women of Woodland, both of which focus on the many famous residents buried in these rolling hills. But this morning's tour focused on the living residents of Woodland, as Amanda Lawson took a group of visitors on a bird walk around the grounds.
I do usually one a season.
Oh, there it is. Okay, that's a great crested flycatcher.
In between bird sightings, Amanda tells me how she got started giving tours at the cemetery.
Actually, my grandparents are buried here, and they got me into birding when I was a little girl. And after Grandma and Grandpa passed away, actually during Grandpa's service, he went first, I just heard all kinds of birds, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. And so I started bird watching here more, and this has become like my favorite place for urban birding in the entire area.
Amanda is a certified Ohio volunteer naturalist, and she shares her love of birding and the cemetery with other visitors.
It basically encourages people to volunteer in their communities doing environmental outreach. Oh, there's a white-breasted nuthatch I hear. Oh yeah, he's right on the end, working his way up.
Oh yeah,
little vertical branch there.
I didn't want to keep intruding on their bird watching, so I wandered around some of the 100,000 graves and monuments that are located in Woodland Cemetery, marking the graves of people like writer Irma Bombeck, African American poet Paul Dunbar, and of course, the famous Wright brothers Orville and Wilbur. For Why So Curious, I'm Renee Wild.
I'm not scared of dying.
You can see photos of the famous Boy and His Dog monument at our website, wyso.org. Why So Curious is sponsored by Proto Build Bar, proud supporter of Curious Minds. Let us know what you're curious about at wyso.org.